From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abigail Corson. MU police are still investigating two cases of anti-Semitic graffiti in Mark Twain Residence Hall. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on the reaction from interest groups, both on and off campus.
Two separate incidents of anti-Semitic graffiti at Mark Twain Residence Hall have ignited responses from all over campus. Captain Scott Richardson of MU Police said the department is still investigating both cases and have not identified any suspects. Police found the first signs of graffiti Thursday and then found it again Friday. Chantel Mogadan, the co-founder of Students Supporting Israel, says she is upset by the incidents but is hoping it will serve as a teaching moment for others.
Hopefully people will come to realize that this behavior is not acceptable, and regardless of its intent, it does have a big effect on a lot of students on our campus.
Mogadan says she doesn't know if the acts came in relation to this week being Holocaust Remembrance Week. Thursday marks Holocaust Remembrance Day, recognized by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.
City revenues from traffic violations that exceeded Missouri limits have not been properly distributed by the state. The auditor's office said in a report today that the state agencies did not correctly dole out about $235,000 collected under a law that legislators are seeking to modify. Under current law, cities cannot get more than 30% of their general revenue from traffic fines and fees. The report said the money instead went to a state fund from which basic aid is distributed to all of Missouri's public school districts. A liberal watchdog group is suing the Missouri Senate along with certain senators, alleging they violated the Sunshine Law multiple times. KBIA's Stephen Anthony spoke to the group's executive director to see why he took this step.
In Progress Missouri's lawsuit, they accuse Senators Mike Parson, Mike Kehoe, and David Sater of denying them the right to film a committee hearing. They allege this violates Chapter 610.020 of the Sunshine Law and the group's right to a First Amendment freedom of speech. Executive Director Sean Nicholson says it's time for the Senate to follow the law as written.
The entire General Assembly has created the Sunshine Law that applies to all public bodies. If you look at the language of the Sunshine Law, it makes it clear that it applies to legislative bodies like the Missouri General Assembly.
Senators Kehoe, Parson, and Sater did not return immediate requests for comment. Stephen Anthony, KBIA News.
Missouri lawmakers passed a bill on Tuesday which would reduce the length of time families can receive welfare benefits. The Missouri State Senate voted along party lines to advance a bill which would shorten the length of time families could be eligible for temporary assistance benefits from 60 to 45 months. Jeanette Mott Oxford is the executive director of Empower Missouri, a social welfare advocacy group. She says the fate of the legislation will ultimately be decided by Governor Jay Nixon's power veto.
I think that it would take an utter miracle for the bill not to pass the House. I think it's real apt to pass the House. I don't know what its future will be with our governor, or if the governor vetoes it, whether it could sustain it, you know, whether his veto could be sustained or not.
A 45-month limit is expected to affect over 3,100 families and about 10,000 total Missouri residents. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.